This is Chris Paul from the TJMS, running through the top stories in roughly 60 seconds with the Morning Minute. Donald Trump finally called Waffle House hero James Shaw Jr. Trump has played golf every weekend since the Waffle House attack, but still is only now finding enough free time to call a national hero. And we all know the reason it took so long. James Shaw is black and the shooter was white. If a white man saved other white people from a Muslim terrorist, Trump would have thanked that white man the same day. But what makes it worse is that when Trump called James Shaw Jr., he said, "I'm sorry, you got choked by that cop after taking your sister to prom." The Supreme Court has reversed the federal ban on sports betting. This means that you won't have to be in Las Vegas to place a wager on a game. But thank God the new law hasn't taken effect yet, or else folks in Houston would have lost their asses last night betting on the Rockets. Melania Trump is in the hospital after having kidney surgery yesterday. This could only mean that Michelle Obama's had kidney surgery before. But the procedure was minimally invasive and she's just fine. However, it will keep her in the hospital for the rest of the week. So the question is, how will Melania make it through each night without her husband laying there by her side? I guess the same way she's done it for the past 4,650 nights. Besides, Black Secret Service agent Darius will be right there with Melania. That's how her kidneys got messed up in the first place. I'm Chris Paul, performing Wednesday night with Huggy Lowdown in Falls Church, Virginia at Babylon, and this was the Morning Minute.